Medical Report, and we have Michelle here with your questions and emails on how to achieve wellness. And there's multiple levels. We start off with the first level. You can email anybody anywhere in the world can email and get a starter protocol. If it's really complicated, I'll recommend a consult. Michelle, you have some announcements. Go ahead.
That's right, and I wanted to thank everybody. Hello, for a wonderful sale. We had a great, fantastic sale. And I was almost going to sound like Trump for a huge sale.
I had a tsunami of questions from health professionals and people that listen to the program all over the world. And, of course, want to announce, of course, if you want to listen to the program, you cannot listen to it other than the 605 number on Republic. You have to go to NutriMedical.com to go to the panel called Listen Live. Our archives are housed on our Deagle Network. It's private. You go there and you can get the podcasters to listen. We also have live stream, our Vimeo and YouTube and other channels and RSS feed. We can have you sign up in literally any way you want for iTunes, Google Play, whatever, and see all the videos. But it's totally off the Deagle Network. You have to go to NutriMedical.com to listen or watch.
And NutriMedical is NutriMedical.com. We're just doing a little commercials here, you guys. It won't take too long. But also for the new listeners that don't have a computer or don't want to order online from NutriMedical, you can call us at 888-212-8871.
Right.
And we're always here to take your orders. In fact, it used to be 8 to 4, and then it was 9 to 4, and then it was 8 to 4, and that was depending upon when I want to get up. Now I'm settling on 9 to 4 right now for Mitzi and Chris. We all decided, we're going to get a little extra sleep. Even though I guess I'm up every day at 7 anyways, aren't I, Bill?
Oh, exactly.
There goes your life. Look what happened to you, Bill.
Just something fell off my desk. Anyway,
crash.
So here's the issue. If you want to listen to the program right after it, I get the board ops, Dan and Mike, send me over the MP3s. I personally post it up on our Zeno Live phone number, 701-801-2263. You can listen to the program replayed continuously 8 times a day. That's the that number will allow you to listen to it if you don't have a computer anywhere. And I repost it right after
That's
the show
right.
for the next show. So,
like all weekend long, you can listen to the show anytime just by calling that phone number. But what's really cool now, Bill, about the archives is that you post up every day's show. It usually takes an hour, maybe 2 hours after the show.
Guys are getting quicker now. So, you know, depending on the day, they're getting quicker. So sometimes I get it within minutes. And as soon as I get it, I have to post up and tag every show so it's searchable by topic. So you can actually put something in a topic and you'll find the show that deals with that.
That's what I was just about to say.
Right.
Okay. You said that. Is there anything else that we should say? That because we are finding a little bit of confusion. Most of you are used to going back to in the olden days of GCN. That's a bad word. Back to them.
Would you like me to make a comment about GCN?
Nah, don't waste your breath. Let's get into our listeners and customers and what they like and what they think. GCN is history. Jack Bill. He has, this isn't a very good, he has two problems, congestive heart failure and COPD from Texas. I don't know which one you want to go first.
Well, first
and
off.
Also, when he called, he also said that he's suffering from food poisoning.
Food poisoning shoved him over the edge. I remember talking to him after he called. What happened is he was actually doing well on some of his other problems because he was diabetic in the first place and had other problems to get those conquered.
Well, diabetic, congestive heart failure, COPD.
And what happened is he was getting his diabetes under control and get off his medications.
Mm-hmm.
But then he got food poisoning, which, by the way, the average American gets 6 times a year, food poisoning.
And what do you do if you get food poisoning? Everybody's almost experienced that.
You take Allicin Med, Neutrodyne, Silver 100, recolonize with Living Probiotic, Living Probiotic Ultra, and Berberstat.
Oh, my gosh. Hyper today.
No, I'm saying those are the things you can take them out of
living
that menu.
Living Probiotic, 84 caps, plus the 30-cap strain?
Yes, because when you get a food poisoning, you've got a toxic bacteria that can persist for months.
You know what, Bill?
So,
for people that are on a budget, and they're like me, and they get food poisoning, what would you say if you had to pick three things for them to take?
Allicin Med, Neutrodyne, Living Probiotic.
Thank you. God,
but if they don't get better in a week and they still have gut problems with bloating and gas and diarrhea.
If they don't get better, then. but give them a break, Bill.
Oh, no, I do. I always usually, when I give a protocol now, I'll say take these three things, and if your budget permits or your symptoms persist after a week or two, take these additional two or three things.
Patricia from Florida, Bill, has a question about that product, MSM, and I know you don't like it, and I've had a couple people ask me about it, so I figured you should tell everybody else.
35 years ago, I used methylsulfonylmethane to help people with their joints. It's useless compared to our Collagen Max, Tendermender Joint Performance, and Mountain Red Velvet. So no one should be taking MSM thinking it's a miracle cure because it's not going to work.
I thought you said it had some chlorine or something to it.
No, it's not the chlorine, no. The issue is it's just not going to penetrate into the joints and cause a major effect. If you're trying to rebuild your joints, you want Collagen Max, Tendon Mender Joint Performance, and Mountain Red Velvet to rebuild your joints. And, don't mess with the garbage. And if you're trying to increase methylation, SAM ethyl will increase methylation 1,000 times more than MSM or anything else. SAM ethyl, which is their under-the-tongue crystals of S-adenosylmethionine.
I was talking to our dear friend Ken. Hi, Ken, over there in Georgia. And we're discussing weight loss and discussing exercise and stuff like that. And he's just struggling with the last few pounds that he wants to get off, but it's just staying there, that last bit.
Well, there's three things that cause people to not lose weight. First one is insulin. So if you eat any foods that drive up blood insulin, it makes it nearly impossible to lose weight. So you got to cut out carbs. Okay, number two, you've got to reduce glucagon, which is your liver's response to the high insulin, is responding, it turns protein back into sugar. So you have to take berberstatin. So diabetoline, biotin plus, and chromium cruciferate will help lower the insulin resistance and leptin metabolic. Right. Pick two of them, I'd say diabetoline and leptin metabolic.
Yes.
Then you want to reduce glucagon, you take berberstatin. And then thirdly, you want to take a substitute for a meal or a snack that's glycemic, the drink. You can either, between meals, it'll leave out your blood sugar and insulin surge so you don't have a surge. it also has things that'll slow down the blood sugar going up, even during a meal afterward, an hour or so after.
Now, I know for a fact that Ken goes on the VibraSlim every day.
Right.
So what would you suggest for the going on the VibraSlim? How often should you do it, and what settings and stuff? You should be doing squats and everything on there, right?
Here's what I recommend you when you get the VibraSlim.
Yeah.
I recommend 20 minutes a day, not just 10, but you can break it up. You can do 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes at a time. You want to have adjustable hand weights for male up to 50 pounds per hand, and for female up to 20 pounds. You want to have body elastic bands with an athletic balance bar behind and above you in the ceiling, because you want to be able to stretch and pull and work. You want to do full squats. You want to do one-leg lifts. You want to do basically every move you do. And the vibrational effect of the VibraSlim stretches the Golgi tendon apparatus in your ligaments and tendons, so it strengthens them. It compresses your bones, so it improves bone density. It increases proprioception or position sense, so you protect your joints. So, for example, 3 10-minute sessions on it will decrease falls for senior citizens by 80% in a controlled study. So 3 10-minute sessions over 1 month will cut falls by 80%. But it also will protect your joints, so you're less likely to tear a knee apart if you're doing, say, walking on an irregular surface playing golf. Or if you're running on say, sand, you're less likely to get injured.
So back to Ken. I was saying maybe he should add Forskolin, because that's the
big Forskolin is going to boost up your conversion of white fat to brown fat. And the other one that's really powerful is Cell Defense Plus, which is our new super curcumin. It helps your DNA reconstitute, regenerate your tissues, but it converts white fat to brown fat. So the two biggies for converting central body fat is the Cell Defense Plus and Forskolin.
Elizabeth from Texas was out gardening at night, in the evening, in the dark. Anyways, needless to say, a branch got her in the eye.
Right.
And she wanted to know if the Silver 100 dropper can go right in your eye. And I said yes.
Use it all the time.
Yeah. So that's how it saves.
In fact, everybody who's got an eye condition, including glaucoma, wet or dry macular, you have to assume, besides the oxidative stress, you have stealth pathogens like Toxic aracatus, mycobacteria, and stealth pathogens like fungi and viruses. So anybody has inflammation in the anterior ciliary process associated with glaucoma, you assume that there's an infection there. We call a subclinical infection.
Paul from Wyoming, Bill, wanted me to ask you how to stop eye twitching. I said the magnesium.
Magnesium. I would use Well, no, magnesium glycinate is good. I would go to Bain Mag because it's the twitching. It's not just the muscle; it's the neurological control. So I would use both glycemic, sorry, the magnesium glycinate malate, and the more important one is a Bain Mag.
We're going to go back to jokes. Is that true?
Yeah, I think so.
Of course, Santi, Jim, our friend from New Mexico, is the first one to send me jokes. So we used to do this a couple years ago. It was a year. We did it for years, didn't we?
Yeah, you also once in a while would do scriptures, too.
Yeah, I have a scripture, too, over here.
Wow.
I got both.
You're getting on the ball now.
Well, I'm trying to, if I can get them in and then get the emails as well, I'll be doing wonderfully. But anyways, this is a cute joke, and it's the deaf wife problem. And Tom feared his wife, Fran, wasn't hearing as well as she used to, and he thought she need a hearing aid. Not quite sure how to approach her, he called the family doctor to discuss the problem. Now, pay attention to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, the doctor told him there's a simple informal test the husband could perform to give the doctor a better idea about her hearing loss. Here's what you do, said the doctor. Stand about 40 feet away from her in a normal conversational speaking tone. Just see if she hears you or not. Go 30 feet, 20 feet, and so on. That evening, the wife was in the kitchen cooking dinner, and he was in the den, and he says to himself, I'm almost 40 feet away. Let's see what happens. Then in a normal tone, he asks, honey, what's for dinner? No response. So the husband moves closer to the kitchen, about 30 feet from his wife, and repeats, Fran, what's for dinner? Still no response. Next, he moves into the dining room where he's about 20 feet from his wife and asks, honey, what's for dinner? Sounds like you. Honey, what's for dinner? You always say that.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, he gets no response, so he walks up to the kitchen door about 10 feet away. Honey, what's for dinner? Again, no response. So he walks up right behind her. Fran, what's for dinner? Tom, for the fifth time, chicken. You get it? What? Don't you get it?
Yeah.
For the fifth time, he's the one that couldn't hear.
Yeah.
You do get it, you're not thrilled with it?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
He's the one with hearing loss. Yeah.
Okay, I thought that was cute. Thank you, Jim. I thought that was really sweet. a scripture, Bill. Brian called in. Brian, your friend from the firefighter.
Oh yeah, captain, from Toronto. Yeah, yeah.
Captain from Toronto. It's Psalm 107, and I was actually going to read, he said verse 20, I was going to read a couple verses before that, but not too long. Okay, for you, Brian. Oh, actually, you said for Bill. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, were afflicted. Their soul abhorred all manner of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. What Brian liked about that was the healing.
Right.
That he sent his word and he healed them.
Yeah.
So the message in that is, Bill, what? It is, you don't wait till you're in real bad shape before you call out to God.
We
call out to Him daily. What's your interpretation?
That's quite true. We talked about that with Lee and Lion Zagami yesterday.
What?
That specific issue. And we talked about this also with Brian's question was, why is it that young people are not accepting the truth?
Yes.
And the real issue is, it's not an intellectual blindness, because they're very intelligent young people, or an emotional blindness. It's a spiritual blindness.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritual blindness will make you not accept the truth even when it's read to you, read from a document or a picture that's taken of an event, or an emotional thing will not transform your viewpoint. It has to be a spiritual issue, which is why prayer is so important. It's why people have to receive what's called spirit words, which means they realize, even if, let's say, my presentation isn't perfect, or interrupt guests, my heart is behind trying to help them.
Oh, Bill, that's so well said. Very well said.
Right. So.
Okay. Let's go into the emails now, and we'll start with Mr. Vincent and Dorothy in an email. Doctor, can you ask Michelle, your wife, or simply reveal your best products for menopause problems and alleviation of it? I appreciate your time. I'm a longtime customer and have a bright business day. Well, Vincent, you could ask me, because I have recently started on the Femgesterone, the Pregnenolone, and the DHEA cream. Bill tells me to take a whole full pump, I probably take half. A half a pump each day. Isn't that true, though?
Yeah, I do.
I'm always playing around.
But we're going to do another QRMA test on you. If you want to also double check it, besides that, you can do a saliva test.
Yeah. So just the QRMA. I'm not doing any saliva. So
yeah, but some people are skeptical. They're skeptical and they're rich enough they want to do the test, too.
Yeah, well, I'm neither one. Well, actually, I am skeptical. Why wouldn't I just do the QRMA?
QRMA works perfectly fine. Yeah, I know. Well, you're spoiled, you see. You have me right here to diagnose you and tell you with all this fancy technology.
So I think for Vincent's wife, Dorothy, that would pretty much be the three products, because you've explained to me, and it would be nice if you would explain to our listeners, Bill, why am I taking those, even though I'm 2 years post-menopause. And I actually, this is probably TMI, too much information, but I had my, can I say this? I had my period up till I was 58. Can you believe that? Like, I thought, oh, well, I'm 70.
My grandmother now, actually had her last son when she was 58.
She
was actually, this is in Canada.
Yeah.
She was actually, at the time, the oldest woman who'd had a live, full-term, healthy pregnancy. And my uncle, John, was an athlete, so he was perfectly healthy.
Well, and this is on Bill's mother's, Bill's father's side. His father's from Canada, and his mother's from North Dakota.
So she was 58 when she had it. Her periods didn't stop until her late 60s.
I'm so thankful. I don't think I want to have a baby at 58. Anyways, I thought, because I consider myself to be very healthy, and I feel like I'm 25. I still feel like I'm 25. But Bill explained to me why I needed to start to take those three products.
Well,
you actually convinced me, so go ahead.
If your hormone level drops, first off, you stop producing growth hormone, your bone density starts to drop because you stop making osteocalcin, your skin can thin out, your hair can break, so you want to take DHA and pregnenolone for your estrogen and femgestrone for your progesterone. If you're converting some of the excess to male hormone, you use hormone synergy, which stops hot flashes and prevents you converting to male hormone.
But I didn't need any of that stuff. So of those three... Well, I guess some people do have hot flashes.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com. For the whole family.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com.
We're back now talking about menopause.
Yeah, you made a very good point. Just because I never had hot flashes, lots of women out there.
But it's not just hot flashes, though. Women, if you produce excess hormone, you could convert it to male hormone. So some women, if they start developing other aspects indicating they're starting to convert to male hormone, so their ovaries or their adrenal glands excess, you use basically hormone synergy. It'll stop not only hot flashes, but excess conversion.
So the hormone synergy is good for men and for women.
Right.
For women, for hot flashes, for men, for...
Converting male hormone to female. I use this joke, but it's true. A lot of men that are using testosterone, transdermal gels, or injections have higher female hormones than their menarchal teenage girl daughters.
Because
their bodies are converting the excess male hormone to female.
Oh.
So they start developing breast buds, and
when
their voice changes, and their...
So it's all balanced.
You know you're in real trouble when their clothing pattern changes and their music desires.
Oh, gosh. Chet from Green Valley, California. Hi, Dr. Bill. I'm 72 and have had wet AMD for the past 8 years.
Acute macular degeneration.
A medical group gave up on my left eye several years ago and now focus attention on trying to save remaining vision in my right eye with tri-monthly intravitreal injections of Agent RT. Vision gradually getting worse, probably not related, but a few years ago, I experienced sporadic numbness and burning in both hands. Let's see, he wants to know, what protocol do you have for that AMD?
Yeah, acute macular degeneration is a oxidative stress disorder occurring in the back of the eye.
Mm-hmm.
The eye is what's called a rebote site, which means your body does not develop a normal immune response to attack it. So when you're getting acute AMD, you're ending up with two things: oxidative stress, which is a nitroproxy radical, mm-hmm. and you're also getting immune cells attacking the eye and the macula, mm-hmm. which is macular degeneration. So you have to have a protocol where you incorporate Maligna Rest, Maligna Block, Elagic Acid, and full vitamin K2 with Power C. To stop the autoimmune reaction, you need to stop the free radicals, the cell detox glutathione, Vision Max, CAN-C eye drops, and D-Link carnosine. Because a lot of times people have AMD also or are diabetic. There's very high incidence of diabetes and AMD.
Uh-huh.
And when you stop the free radical damage, you also need to regenerate. That was where we get basically curcumin. You put a little drop of curcumin on the lower eyelid to try to get some perfusion into the eye. You want to take orally Cell Defense Plus, 2 capsules, 3 times a day. And you want to take things to support stem cells because you're trying to regenerate the eye.
What
and
about
I recommend
CAN-C and Vision Max.
CAN-C is one of the Vision Max. They're the beginning protocol. CAN-C, uh-huh. which is dimethylcarnosine developed by Dr. Babachev in the Russian Academy.
Right.
And Vision Max, which stops the oxidative stress along with cell detox, glutathione, and Nutritrala, and carnosine D-Link.
The most important ones of those, if you had to say?
When you already have aggressive AMD, you can't just
it's
take two or three
serious,
things.
Isn't it, Bill?
Yeah, you're
it
talking about
yeah.
yeah. If you take just two or three things, you're not yeah. gonna. It's like trying to it's like trying to push against a locomotive heading yeah. toward the side of a building. Pushing against it is just going to mean it's going to slow down a millisecond.
Rick from Michigan. Hi, Dr. Deagle. I have a 15-year-old son. He is struggling in school with his studies, and because of it, he is very stressed and suffers from bouts of depression. He also has a very short and explosive temper. I purchased your book, but I'm not sure which protocol to go with. I believe he needs something to calm him down and allow him to concentrate, because when he gets frustrated, he shuts down and stops thinking. Please let me know what you recommend and what would be the best course of action. I would rather not go to a conventional doctor who would label him and put him on SSRIs. Yeah, that's
yeah.
true. And I need to do something before he gets in trouble in school.
Firstly, he has a learning problem. Learning requires 3 stages. The first stage is what's called a virtual stage or a neural network stage.
Mm-hmm.
The second is what's called synaptic facilitation, decreased synaptic, new synaptic connections. And the third phase is called microtubules. You store your memory in a non-local fashion throughout your body in every cell, but especially in the central nervous system and microtubules, which is like solid-state memory. So we have things for that. For example, we start off with Cognition Plus Brain Power, and then things for cholinergic pathways, which are fat-soluble thiamine, ultrathiamine B1, uridine, if you're a low acetylator, or uridine monophosphate, and CDP choline or cytidine choline. For the depression, you need the minerals and Vitamin Max Minerals Plus in order to be able to bioconvert the tryptase and pyrrolase enzymes to take amino acids and turn to neurotransmitters like serotonin and melatonin.
Interesting.
And you need also to make sure they have those other things I mentioned, like fat-soluble thiamine. You also want to make sure you take BioLVR, which has activated B6. B6 is important for neurotransmitter conversion. And methylation pathways, which are part of the process, which are in the, basically, also the activated B12 and activated folic acid. So if you use those things to calm the brain down, mm-hmm. brain mag, calm mind, and our mood elevator, which is called Positol, mood elevator, will calm him down tremendously. We can fix his brain.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. Ronnie here reminding you that June is Health Awareness Month, sponsored by GetTheTea.com. Many of you have heard our tea commercial, maybe visited the website, but haven't committed because, well, you just don't know. Skeptical. We understand. Just to remind you, our tea is not just tea. In fact, very little tea. Life Change Tea is a unique blend of 8 different herbs, removing intruders that attack your health. You brew our tea to make the concentrate, you add water, and put in the fridge. 2 8-ounce glasses a day, and life will be good. Visit us at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And this month is lots of fun stuff with Health Awareness Month. You could be picked and receive your order absolutely free. You never know. Read the testimonies and try our products. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And for great health tips, visit my YouTube channel at Health Matters Now, where you can learn about health tips and how products work on your body. Join me, GetTheTea.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
back. Yes, attention all shoppers. It's cancellation day. Cancellation of your health issues. Cancellation of your previous levels of being uninformed. You're being informed today.
Tony from Michigan. Good morning, Dr. Bill. I have some mega muscles from a previous order and just ordered more and brain mag over the holiday. And I've been hoping you would bring this up on the radio show, but I haven't heard it yet. Is there anything that I can mix with mega muscles that will mask the taste of it and not diminish the effect of it? I really have a hard time with the taste. Can I mix it with Calm Mind? That stuff tastes awesome. Thank you.
Yes, you can. The thing I think is ideal during the day, though, is use it with Sports Energy Light and the Brain Mag.
Because Calm Mind is going to wreck your workout.
Not necessarily. A small amount's okay.
Too relaxed. You don't want to be relaxed in your workout.
No, but the best thing is the Sports Energy Light and the Brain Mag mixed with your Mega Muscles amino acid powder.
And how does the Sports Energy Light taste?
It tastes great. It's a juice-flavored, fruit juice-flavored, and it has no sugar. It's going to give all the electrolytes for your workout, all the antioxidants, and it's going to also give you mitochondrial support. So it's fantastic. And I recommend that with the Brain Mag as well as the Mega Muscles. That combination's fantastic.
David and I read, the fireman from Santa Rosa Valley, and my healthy granddaughter, Everly. Isn't that the sweetest name you ever heard?
Yeah,
Everly. He's got a great big thing here. I am not going to read all about anybody else over at that other network. So I'm just going to ask you an important question, David. I want to pick it out here because I know what you want Bill to answer, and that is simply, is Silver 100 okay for intestinal bugs?
Yes.
Yes?
Need my drink. Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yeah, it'll knock out viruses and bacterial enteritis.
And also, David, you're asking about listening through podcast or listening on your iPhone in your car. And I did send you a link this morning telling you how to do that.
Yeah, if you go to the second button down, you'll be taken to the Deagle Network. You can sign up for your Android, iTunes, etc., or RSS feed or email. We provide every avenue for listening to podcasts and every planetary access in the world. Also have video podcasts now that are out on Vimeo, YouTube, and every RSS feed for video as well.
You already said that at the beginning. Look. What about his question about intestinal bugs, Silver 100 okay?
Yes.
That's it?
Well, don't take any other form of silver. It's garbage.
Yeah, I know that.
All other forms of silver, if you hear people marketing and they're saying all kinds of hoo-ha, it's garbage. All of these forms of silver are basically inert metal and only a tiny amount of it's in the ionic state. 100% of Silver 100 is in the ionic state that kills pathogens and stimulates stem cells.
All right.
So do not take your own homemade silver. Do not think any other silver marketed by whatever fool is out there trying to tell you. Do not take it. Okay?
CT from North Idaho. Have a new friend with Stargardt's disease. I would say he's in his early 40s. Onset of his vision loss started when he was a teenager. Apparently, he's had numerous experimental treatments, no improvement. He's legally blind. Have you seen any improvement in your patients with the vision protocol?
Yeah, we have, actually. The first thing I recommend is a combination of nutraceuticals, lumen photon, micropulse, and mild hyperbaric oxygen. And our nutraceutical protocols for acute macular degeneration, Stargardt's, is what's called juvenile acute macular degeneration.
So would the protocol be similar to the one that we just said?
Virtually identical. Now, they may have to go all the way up to our peptides, which we get from the Russian Academy of Sciences, for DNA modification and stem cell transplant, which we can also accomplish. So, as I say, it depends on what layers are necessary to either slow the disease down or reverse it. But we can now get organ regeneration using all these technologies. So,
and the setting on the lumen for Chet that asked to...
Setting 3.
Okay.
Setting 3 for regeneration, setting 7 for increased intraocular pressure.
And the same for CT's friends.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Setting 7 for increased IOP.
Yes.
Setting 3 for regeneration.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, a little email here from our friend Brian. I think I just talked to you. I'm sure that you're happy that I read the Psalm 107 for you.
Right.
But he also has an email here this is funny.
Uh-huh.
His wife, Sue, is out installing solar lights, $3 a piece. I guess I won't read all that.
No.
Basically, I think I'll leave that one for now, Bill. That's an email for you.
Okay.
And we'll go on to, Mel in an email. What would you suggest as alternatives for someone who has been prescribed lithium and Seroquel for bipolar? Specifically, it's 300 milligrams of lithium and 200 of, what's that?
Seroquel, yeah.
Yeah. What would you suggest? Not those.
Well, first off, Brain Mag and Calm Mind to calm the brain down, mm-hmm. number one. Number two, you need to, you take the neurotransmitters to calm the brain down. You want Vitamin Max, Minerals Plus, and BioWell VR. I would add to it Semethyl to try to increase methylation pathways, decrease the postsynaptic inhibition. You want to really max out the magnesium glycinate malate and the Brain Mag and Calm Mind to calm down the nervous system. And you can also use the adaptogen, which is called Mood Elevator or Posinol, to calm down the central nervous system. Because what we're basically dealing with is a seizure, non-motor seizure in the limbic system nuclei of the brain. Mm-hmm. And people say you can't image or diagnose that. These are ignorant people that don't know what they're talking about. You can do a PET scan and actually look at it. You can look at blood flow scans called a SPECT scan. And you can actually do volumetric CT scans to show the change in the volume of the specific nuclei that are talking about. Because when you have PTSD or chronic bipolar depression, there's a change in the actual size of nuclei of the parts of the limbic system that regulate the mood. And you have basically a seizure activity with less lack of postsynaptic inhibition that causes a seizure activity in the limbic nuclei that cause the problem.
George from El Segundo, I think that's how you say it.
El Segundo, California.
Yeah. He has several things, Bill. Congestive heart failure, I think we mentioned that.
Heart failure is increasing 400% faster than every other heart disease. Every other heart disease in the last 5 years. The reason is three things. Number one, more toxins in the environment that are causing damage to mitochondria worldwide. Mm-hmm. Number two, increased scalar radiation, which stresses out heart mitochondria because 2/3 of the dry weight of your heart and your blood vessel media wall is actually mitochondria. So basically, it's mitochondrial failure syndrome. And when it happens in your blood vessel walls, it's also tied to diabetes. It's very commonly in diabetics.
He has very, very badly swollen ankles.
Right. So there are conventional treatments for it, and you may have to transition from the conventional, which includes Lasix, for example, and
ACE inhibitors. Now, Lasix isn't that harmful, is it?
It pulls out regular electrolytes. If you don't replace them with our Minerals Plus and Vitamin Mineral Max, magnesium and potassium, and a lot of times the doctors will give potassium, but they miss magnesium, and they miss also the trace elements. If you lose all those trace elements, it screws up your biochemistry of your cells. So you have to replace those, which the conventional doctors don't, and patients get all kinds of symptoms, but they don't realize they got magnesium deficiency syndrome, and they also, which will cause arrhythmias, but they also have trace element deficiencies that are, you know, the regular doctors are not going to recognize.
And he also has a congestion, like problems in his lungs and that. Is that all related to
It depends if he's got pulmonary hypertension or just getting what's called pulmonary edema. That's easy to treat. We basically give him VascuCare, carnitine, propionyl carnitine, CoQ10, CoQ10 ubiquinol. We also give him various things like our cardiovasc to increase the perfusion of his lungs and tissues. We give him mitochondrial support like mitochondrial catalyst, uridine, which is a triacetyl uridine to increase mitochondrial function, and NADH, which is nicotine adenine dinucleotide hydride. And we recommend that you go in a diet to control blood sugar or cross-linked proteins and free radicals. And if he's diabetic, we put him on diabetoline and leptin metabolic antioxidants, Nutritrala, cell detox glutathione, because they have what's going to increase peroxynitrate. And the most common deficiency, believe it or not, in people with congestive failure is copper. So we give them copper Regenimax on top of the...
Interesting.
Yeah, because copper deficiency, you lose what's called the production of tetrahydrobiopterin and nitric oxide and synthase result, and also lose SOD1, isoenzyme SOD1 and 2.
Henry,
so when you correct those, then the person's CHF goes away.
From up the road here, Henry. Hi, Henry.
And by the way, they almost always need to be on hyperbaric oxygen to really recover if they're that far gone.
Are you done?
Yeah.
This is from Henry, okay? This is quite serious. I wanted to look up blood and stool as they found it at a Kaiser lab test. I'm not worried, but I do need to get informed as to what can cause blood in the stool at age 70. That's a good question.
The first thing is to do a stool called blood test, but you have to be off red meat, vitamin C, and any blood proteins, like blood sausage, and aspirin for 5 days. If the test is positive, the next test you do is a sigmoidoscopy to make sure they've properly sterilized it, cold sterilized the sigmoidoscope, You don't rush into a colonoscope. The next is to do an ultrasound of your abdomen and look for polyps or tumors or lumps, especially around the area that the it's very rare to see hepatic flexure or the right side of the abdomen or the cecum, which is the right lower quadrant, cancers. And most cancers are within the range of the sigmoid. If your sigmoidoscopy is negative and your ultrasound suggests maybe a mass in your cecum, then you do a CT scan to see if there's a tumor there. And then when you do a colonoscopy, you have to do a biopsy and send it off to a pathologist. But I don't tell people don't rush in because a lot of the scopes are not properly sterilized against CRE, which is carbapenem-resistant enterococci. And if it's CRE, it can make you toxic or kill you. And there's a lot of lawsuits over doctors being sued because their scopes are not sterile. Also, if you're not being done by a experienced colonoscoper, a resident can puncture your bowel and you can end up with a septic problem. And hello, Jesus, you're going to die.
Oliver from Georgia, I notice that I have extremely high blood sugars in the morning. I try to eat a breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and dinner like a pauper method to try to get my numbers below 150 at night. But when I wake up, it's usually 160-ish, and then within an hour, over 225 before I eat breakfast.
He's doing the exact wrong thing. The problem is his own compensation, which means he's raising his pancreatic output of glucagon, and his liver is converting a protein through the one carbon pathway into sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Through gluconeogenesis, it's called.
Okay.
So what he needs to do is take two berberstatin in the morning and in the afternoon. And he needs to also, if he's going to have carbs, have them in the morning like your toast or whatever, and try to avoid carbs in the evening or sugar in the evening after 7 p.m. Anything you do after 7 will be converted to sugar one way or the other. And I recommend snacks with the glycemics to keep your blood sugar stable, leptin metabolic to lower insulin resistance, along with dibetylene, biotin plus, and chromium cruciferate. And the anti-inflammatories will lower the production of what's called LTB4, which we know is produced by the macrophages, your immune cells, and a macrophage, LTB4, actually induces insulin resistance. Published last year at University of California, San Diego, and I'm trying to get the scientists on the program to talk about it. But they've discovered this is the trigger for diabetes.
John from Canada. My sister suffers from rosacea, red irritated facial skin around the nose, chin, cheeks, and forehead. I heard you say it's a fungus and I was blown away. She lives in a hot, humid Caribbean island that I thought maybe aggravates her face. Do you have a protocol for rosacea?
It's actually not a fungus, it's Trichomonas.
Okay.
Trichomonas, it's a trichomonide infection. It gets in the... Okay. Basically in the crypts of the skin and the hair follicles and so on. It can have a co-infection with mycobacteria and fungi, but the primary infection is a trichomonad.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they use metronidazole or metrogel on the skin because it kills the trichomonads. What I recommend first is you spray the skin with silver and in between use Neutrodyne on the skin. Orally take our antipathogenics and then use on the skin pregnenolone and curcumin to try to heal it.
Jim from Missouri.
So if you take orally Allicin Med and Neutrodyne, they'll knock it out and spray on the skin silver and Neutrodyne, and then take pregnenolone and curcumin cream.
Dr. Deagle, I am an alcoholic, 53 years old male. Health is good. Basically celibate for 15 years. I won't read this other part. He's got some dryness in the privates kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then he also has, what do you recommend for any libido? He doesn't have any.
The libido comes from your male hormone, so he's probably what we call andropause. So what you do is you take, for him, two pumps each of DHEA and pregnenolone, two capsules of hormone synergy, and four capsules in the morning of Men's Max. And that usually will correct it. The dry skin, the best thing for that is to put pregnenolone cream on the skin and to take orally essential fatty acids like Omega Supreme and Omega Supreme Krill, and his skin will become much more moist. But the cream for that is pregnenolone.
Oh, is it for that this
yeah, right.
thing?
Okay. Yeah.
Brad, he's a baseball player from Boston, Massachusetts. Good day, kind doctor. I'm really enjoying the NutriDefense. The only concern I have is the whey ingredient for aminos. I've been a food vegan for 13 years. Do you have another recommendation instead of the NutriDefense that I can use?
The amount of weigh-in is just minimal or almost nothing. They always include it on the list of things there. But if you're looking at other...
He's been taking it for a long time, but I guess if vegans don't have any dairy, is that right?
No, maybe.
Dairy.
Maybe. I don't know. Depends on how... Yeah. So anyway, if you want any of antioxidants, we have goji berry in our NutriComplete. And we also have the anhydrous catechin. And, we also have what's called the...
the NutriComplete is vegan, too.
Yeah, NutriComplete is vegan. Yeah. That's the other antioxidant. And the other one is Omega Supreme Krill. Of course, you may not be able to eat seafood. But the krill oil actually has astaxanthin. So the highest one there that's totally vegan is the goji berry from NutriComplete.
Okay. Then he says, I work outdoors and I never use sunscreen since I've read much conflicting information regarding whether it's a good idea. What NutriMeds would you recommend as protection? I'm of Italian ancestry and I tan very easily.
Yeah, the first thing you want to remember now is photoactivation of biotoxins that your body makes or drugs you take. A lot of people are not aware that the drugs that most doctors give can be photoactivated to be cancer-inducing or cause cell and DNA damage. So what you want to do is you want to take Nutritrala orally, one tablet twice a day, cell detox glutathione one twice a day, and then I would take essential fatty acids to protect your skin with the astaxanthin, like Omega Supreme Krill, two soft gels twice a day.
Now, while you're saying this, and I know you tell me to never buy any suntan lotion, I buy natural,
right,
from the Sprouts or the Trader Joe's is where I get it.
And then for the skin, you want to put curcumin on the skin. Curcumin is a better anti-cancer for taking any skin damage and turning it back to normal, the DNA to return to normal.
And what I'd say, Brad, is when you go to get any, if you did want to get any suntan lotion or any kind of lotion, you get it without the SPF thing, isn't it? What's wrong with the SPF?
No, what they do is they put polyphenol compounds in that are actually cause DNA damage. So I recommend I recommend hats and clothing that has a high SPF 40+. But I don't recommend any topicals except for curcumin cream, which we carry.
So SPF is just how much it protects you from the sun.
Right. So don't use anything that you buy that says an SPF. Don't buy any creams. Use curcumin cream only on the skin for your cancer protection reversal. So if you put it on your face and body and you're out in the sun, it's going to reverse it.
So what's the most dangerous ingredient in suntan lotion?
Polyphenol compounds.
Okay.
Yeah. All polyphenols. Basically, they cause DNA damage. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not good to...
Yeah, bad stuff.
Stuff.
Very bad.
Natural.
It's very toxic. Cancer-inducing. Use curcumin cream on your skin and take antioxidants. Omega Supreme Krill and Nutritrala.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're back, and by the way, I want people to realize that I endorse my products, which is CardioVasc. That's the original formula, and not knockoff. So I'm not going to mention any specific names, but
okay,
I want people to understand
dear.
That. Please continue.
Brett, in an email, my question is, can you look at joint problems and analyze them with the QRMA device? The health issue that I'm dealing with right now is the knee that I had surgery on back in 1985, and I'm considering visiting a sports injury doctor.
Well, first off, the QRMA is going to pick up if you have osteoporosis, osteopenia, or inflammation and arthritic changes in your joints. It's going to give you those general principles. I recommend that people combine functional medicine everything. If they have a QRMA, they can send me the compressed file or history, if that's all they have. I can also recommend imaging studies. If someone has knee changes, what I recommend is an MRI arthrogram and plain x-rays. Send me the reports and I'll analyze it. We also do a study in the retropopliteal space as well as behind the kneecap retropatellar space, because a lot of time people think they have a joint problem in the knee joint, and it's actually behind the kneecap or abnormal tracking. And they may have joint fragments that are calcifying, causing osteoarthritic eburnation or grinding down to the bone on bone or cartilage. And a lot of time if you find out what the problem is and clear the debris from the joint and then re-infuse it with Hylan, which is a 3-million molecular weight polymer, we can give you the nutraceuticals. You'll start generating your own new cartilage and ligament strength and reduce the inflammation and heal it. Things like our leptin metabolic, tendon bender joint performance, and collagen max and mountain red velvet will regenerate the joint, and you don't need to do a knee replacement. And if you do need surgery, it may be minimal, like a cleanup by an arthroscopic eval by an orthopedic surgeon knows how to do an arthroscopic cleanout and just kind of do some housekeeping of the knee.
This next question, I'm going to keep anonymous. He says it's a local San Diego listener, but we'll keep you anonymous. This is very long, Bill.
Three pages. Yeah, you have to hit the highlights. We don't have time left for that.
He's happy anyways that you're back on RBN, Bill. He's reaching out to you for assistance with his 20-year-old son. I know we don't have a lot of time, and this is really quite long.
Yeah, I've read it, so I know what it is. His son is depressed, and he gave
me showed it.
He got some
depression.
Well, there's three reasons for that now that are particularly bad. Number one, the soil depletion.
Yes.
Right. Number two, the use of aspartame and Splenda, which is toxic to the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Aspartame has diketopiperazine and Splenda actually has a chlorinated optical isomer of sugar. And the third reason is that these children are using cell phones near their head and they're actually stressing their brain. They've done studies on thermograms of people who use cell phones, mm-hmm. and within 30 seconds it breaks down your blood-brain barrier.
Oh my gosh.
If you're holding it at the side of your head. So a lot of kids are texting.
What if you hold it in your hand?
It's a lot less safer because your distance is a triple of the radius away from the cell phone, so I recommend nobody ever put a cell phone by their head.
But you don't even like to hold it in your hand, I see, that you say it can
right.
go up your arm.
Yeah, but I have a shield on mine. I got a Kevlar.
But when I pass you mine to talk to one of the kids, you don't like to hold it in your hand.
Right, I like to put it down somewhere because I don't like it within a certain radius. I want to keep it about a meter away.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I hear the music. I hear Adele.
Oh, my goodness. Already.
You have to say goodbye.
I'll have to get the rest of these questions later. Thank you for listening in on this wonderful June the 3rd, 2016. We'll see you next week. God
Thank you
bless
for
you.
Letting us into your life and your health and
your home
and your spirituality that make you better, stronger, wiser and more empowered to deal with the craziness of our world.
We'll see you next week. Send your emails, any question that you have for Dr. Deagle. And have a great weekend.
And visit NutriMedical.com if you want to listen to the program. That's the place to go. Sign up for the podcast, live stream, and others. I'll be doing a recap with Ann Morrison here shortly, right after the show. And take care and God bless.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contest and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.